And can you give us an idea of the kind of things that are seem to be, how do I put it, like more common problems or more common areas of concern in our region?
I mean, I think a common diagnosis is depression, particularly in the winter months in Minnesota. It gets harder to manage with, you know, darker, longer days, cold winters. But depression isn't just seasonal. It's year-round. Some people struggle more with it in the summertime. It doesn't seem to matter. So, like, we provide therapy. It could be cognitive behavioral therapy, whatever it is that individual needs. We don't just do one treatment method for everyone. Every service is very individualized. And then if therapy isn't enough, then we add on psychiatric services and medication management to help support the needs of the clients. Anxiety is also very common. Other common diagnoses, Allie?
ADHD. That's been a big one we've seen since the pandemic kind of occurred, as a lot of people wanting testing for that. And then we kind of offer like support and guidance of like how people can use different services in the schools so the kids can be more successful.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to remember that just because a person gets a mental health diagnosis, it doesn't identify them. It's simply a label to help treat the symptoms that they're experiencing. Mm-hmm. It's not their identity. It's not who they are. It's just getting help. That's all.
Because there's still some stigma around some of these labels, as you say.
Absolutely. And I think, I mean, I've been doing this almost 20 years, and I think in that period of time, the stigma has definitely decreased, and being aware of your mental health is being promoted. But I think there's always more that we can do to help people just feel comfortable with identifying what their needs are and seeking help.
Mm-hmm. I know among the student population, it seems like there's a tremendous amount of things like anxiety in there.
Mm-hmm. I definitely think since COVID, the pandemic, anxiety has significantly increased, whether that's fear of getting sick or just social interactions has been a huge thing. There's a lot of teenagers who don't know how to talk on the phone. Their anxiety is too high. They're very comfortable in texting and utilizing social media to communicate with other people. Mm-hmm. But having face-to-face conversation with someone outside of their age range, or having to pick up the phone to call and have a conversation, even if it's with like a grandparent or someone that they know very well. And so that's something that we encourage, is how to communicate and how to have these appropriate social interactions, because when adulthood comes and your first job comes, that's a skill that you're going to use.
Yeah, that's definitely a generational thing. I'm from a generation that was pretty used to talking on the phone or face-to-face. And, yeah, I know I've got four kids myself, and it's a total social media environment for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are there other problems that come with, let's say, the use of social media?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of time is spent utilizing that instead of doing things that are necessary, whether it's household tasks, whether it is getting outside, being in nature, having social interactions outside of your home and not just on a screen, are all things that I think happens in social media. Also, there's lots of talk of mental health on social media. However, it's not always from a reliable, reputable source. You have people having podcasts or, you know, little reels that they're talking about their personal experience, and then people are going with that, which is not a professional experience or advice. So I caution people to be aware of who your resources are and where you're getting this information, because there have been several times people have come into my office and said, I have this diagnosis. And I said, I've never heard of this diagnosis. Tell me about it. And they tell me about it or even share a reel. And I'm like, that's not a real thing. That's not in the DSM-5. That's created. You're not getting your content from a reputable source. So always check your sources.